Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
From the Strip in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, this is Pub Crawl, where each week we struggle to recall our adventures in and around Las Vegas, giving a unique perspective on the best places to tear it up in the entertainment capital of the world. Now, without further ado, here are your hosts, Alicia and David Ivey.
Hello, and welcome to Pub Crawl, the best source of Vegas-y drinking goodness. I'm Alicia.
And I'm David. And this week, we drank beer and ate nachos.
We ate more nachos and drank more beer.
We have a special guest from Vegas Chef that's going to come in and talk about the Cosmo Buffet.
Very exciting. Plus, we have Cocktail of the Week, this week's Drunk Term, and Hey Bartender, and so much more. But first, let's welcome the chat room.
Hey, guys. Chat room.
Hey, it's Friday chat. This is
Friday chat.
Crazy chat.
That's
tonight.
True.
You know,
it might get
chat.
Dirty.
If you're not in the Friday chat,
if you're not in the chat room and you want to speak to us normally, like we wouldn't listen normally
or abnormally.
By the way, I'm sick, so we'll get to that later. So if my brain's a little weird, I'm on the Tussin.
Ooh.
You can catch us at pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's our email address, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. Also, iTunes. Oh, wait, before iTunes, Twitter, The LV Locals. Follow us, The LV Locals. You can catch our adventures as we have them. I would say Foursquare, but my Foursquare is connected to my Twitter, and my Twitter is connected to my Facebook, and my Facebook. All right, so.
Okay, and let's see. This week we had a.
iTunes.
iTunes. We had two 5-star reviews.
So two more.
Two more. Two more to add to our 5-star collection. This is from Smile in Your Sleep 39 and Doug Buck. So thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
If you can find us on iTunes by searching Las Vegas Pub Crawl, and we're right there. Leave us a review. We really appreciate it. But I need something warm in my belly.
Oh, a warm drink this time?
Yes. So let's start right now with Cocktail of the Week. Getting kind of right in there, because I'm sick. I went to Los Angeles, caught a cold. Now I'm back.
And this is actually good if you're sick, to have a hot toddy.
We're going
to
make a hot toddy. Now, I didn't even know what this meant. And there it is. Look at that.
Okay,
whiskey, lemon juice, syrup, lemon, clove. We're actually got a little bit of a, and we got a cinnamon stick, too, because I'm going to try it that way, too.
Okay.
You're going to tell me, because I don't even know
what
I'm doing.
So, let's get a shot of this whiskey.
Whiskey. I'm going to use Jameson.
Oh, so it's
Irish
bourbon.
Whiskey.
Bourbon whiskey.
I know, but I'm going to use Jameson because I want
you like
to.
It better?
You know what? You want? I'll make yours with bourbon, mine with Jameson. How's that?
Sounds good.
What is it, one and a half?
So 1.5 ounces of bourbon.
All right, so that. Or in my case.
Or a scotch.
Or Irish.
Okay, and you add.
Wait, yours.
I'm ahead of myself.
Jeez.
Hurry up, baby.
I'm gonna make two. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour that. All right.
Okay. Then you're going to add boiling water. 4 ounces boiling water.
4 ounces? That's like 4 shots. It's about.
Okay, that's about right.
All right.
Okay, then you're gonna add a spoonful of honey or sugar.
I'm gonna use sweet and low in mine.
Because we're always on a diet.
Right. You want sugar or do you want sweet and low? You going all natural?
Give me sugar.
All right, I'll give you some sugar, baby.
Okay, give it to me. Okay, that's okay. Good. Add 1/2 slice of lemon.
Wow, this is, wow. I'm going to, okay, like squeeze it in there, you think?
No, it just says add it.
All right.
That's what it says.
Right.
Okay, 2 cloves.
Is there lemon juice in it?
No.
Oh, all right.
It's lemon.
Too close.
Oh, but wait.
What? You don't know. You don't know how to make it.
All right. I'm just saying, but the recipe I put up there might have had two cloves. All right.
Okay. And if available, a cinnamon stick. And actually, we have available cinnamon sticks.
So.
Which I bought a long time ago and I never had any use
for. So they're probably barky, but we'll see.
They're barky. Okay.
They smell good.
Okay, now let that brew for 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh, what are we going to do until then?
I don't know, but look at it.
Wait, that's mine.
Oh.
Don't touch mine.
Huh. It looks very nice. Is that what they're supposed to look like?
I think I'm supposed to squeeze the lemon.
Really?
I'm going to.
Maybe I poke it with my cinnamon stick.
Oh, drunk charm.
Oh, maybe that would be a good time.
Maybe we could do that.
I'm so amazed with my drink here. Okay, this week's drunk term is sousetrap.
Okay, this is the most important drunk term you've ever had. I saw it on your computer the other day, and I was like, thank you for doing this. By the way, everybody listen to this drunk term.
Well, it's because we run into this quite a bit.
Yep.
It's a noun. It's a bar with an awesome happy hour price, but insanely high post-happy hour prices. This is like, get the F out.
Right, and
we have examples.
Well, we talked about one last week. I could think of a dozen.
Well, two
Mexican restaurants.
Mexican restaurants, yeah. The Diablos and
Dos Caminos. Lolita's. Most of the Mexican joints in this town have the best happy hours. And I've said this on the show.
Yep.
The second it's over, get out of Dodge.
Sousetrap.
Oh, sousetrap. That's good. So I'm going to start using that more often because this is a sousetrap. Get out. That's going to be our...
Okay, I'm going in.
I'm going in too because I need...
So it says here if you want to remove the cinnamon stick, you can, but I'm not going to.
That's better than I thought that could possibly
be. Oh, that was like inhaling fumes there.
Oh, my God. It's supposed to cure the common cold, according to Wikipedia.
It's kind of pretty.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm impressed. Anyway, now that we've had our cocktail, see, I think mine's better.
You're going to get me sick?
We're both sick.
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry. We'll just try this, and then we'll trade.
Yours doesn't have the vapors that mine does.
Mine's better.
Oh.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, use Irish whiskey.
It is better.
And I also put a lot more sugar, because I put sweet and low. So mine's a lot sweeter than yours.
Okay, well, excellent drink.
There you go.
All right.
Pub crawl adventure time. I'm sweetening up my baby. All right.
Woo! Thanks.
So, speaking of sweetened stuff, we had nothing sweet, but I tell you what, we like a good nacho, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we've been on our nacho mission.
Right. And as you know, we've had about 15 different nachos.
Yes.
This week we had two nachos. Okay, here's what's bad. as we were kind of a little obsessed with being on a diet and trying to stay fit, but yet we eat nachos. We had probably the two of the most unhealthy nachos this week ever, and lots of beer and lots of stuff.
They're available at some very nice bars.
Okay. Now, first off, let's start with Miller's Ale House.
Yes.
Look at those nachos.
Oh, yeah, there's our nachos, and we ate all of them.
We did.
There was nothing left.
Okay, we'll start with the nachos. We'll do the nacho thing first. If you noticed, the problem with what I loved about the nachos, size-wise, I got a 10. Giving it a 10 on size. I mean,
it's big.
That big. Size, 10. Cheese, 10. That
chicken.
Is huge.
And there's lots of chicken on there.
That literally, look at the fork, look at the knife next to it. That thing is, you know, the problem is, see that little tray to the right? All the good wet stuff is on the side.
Yeah.
Why did they not put that on top? They lost a couple points on that. And that's how they come. And then you get two of those little relish trays of the salsa and the guacamole. It's like, well, just put them both on top. I don't care if I have to put on scuba gear and get into it. I need to get into that thing. So...
Part the sea of cheese and
goodness. Yes, but first off, the cheese was great. More cheese than I've ever seen in one place in my life.
Yes, and more chicken. Has that shredded chicken?
Shredded chicken was awesome. So as far as pure protein, that gets a 10. Wasn't wet enough. Look at it. Oh my God, it makes me so hungry.
Well, Yes, look at the glorious nachos.
Man, that's Miller's Ale House. Now, Miller's Ale House is on Las Vegas Boulevard in Town Square. It just opened about June, right?
Yeah, a while ago, and we have never, ever gone in.
It is one of the biggest scores you're going to find in this city.
Happy hour all the time.
There is no happy hour. It's always happy hour. I mean, you will not believe. Did you write some of the prices?
You won't believe.
We couldn't. This is one of those places you go, you're not really just charging that, are you?
Well, you really are. So all day, every day.
All day, every day. Any
Sky Vodka drink is $2.95. A double's $5.
Wait, stop. You're saying that too fast. Repeat that nice and slow.
Sky Vodka.
And any drink with Sky Vodka.
$2.95.
Wait, that was too fast. $2.95. $5 for a double. We've got friends that we took there that are big vodka cranberry fans.
They're getting
double vodka cranberries for $5 all day, all night.
All day, all night. It's very cheap.
Wow.
They got PBR for $2.
PBR bottles for $2.
Foster's for $4 for a pint, which I got. And let's see, 15 buckets of Corona. $15 for a bucket of Corona.
How many's in that?
Five.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
And the $2, and I mean, the prices are outrageous. They have a Cuervo Gold, but Patron was, I think, $5 a shot. You had to get it just as a shot.
Yeah.
The prices were outrageous, and you don't have to worry about happy hour. The food was, as the kids say, off the chain.
They've also got cocktails too. They got Mai Tais for $6, Long Islands, which we know some people really love Long Islands, for $8.
I mean, the prices are outrageous. Okay, basically the place is a brew pub. It looks like a big pubby kind of pub thing. It's kind of a big sports bar looking. It's its own building.
Is that the place right across from Fry's?
Fry's, exactly. Yeah. It's on the other side, because we're, you know, most of Town Square that we go to is on the Guitar Center side, as we say, as
right
the
by
locals
the movie
say.
Theater.
This is on the Fry's side. It's got its own little parking lot.
And it was packed.
Packed.
Completely packed. We went in the afternoon.
But I mean, no problem getting a seat. But we sit at the bar. Two bars. One's inside. One's outside. It's closed in now because of the weather.
Staff was friendly.
Unbelievable.
The music was good.
Give the place 4 stars. Unbelievable. 4 stars. Miller's Ale House, killer nachos, killer deals. Go. Five stars.
And if you're from Florida, you might be familiar with them because they're a chain. They've got like 50 locations in Florida. Just saying.
Anyway, so speaking of PBR, we also went to Planet Hollywood to the PBR bar. Now, PBR doesn't stand for Pass Blue Ribbon. It stands for Pro Bull Riding.
That's right.
Now.
Cowboy.
I'm not even going to mention their nachos till the end of the review, just to let you know.
This is not a nacho show.
Well, this is Nacho Show. This might be our show, but it's Nacho Show. Okay, PBR Bar. Awesome. Another half country, half rock and roll, kind of a little bit Donnie Marie, country, a little bit rock and roll. Did I ever mention this? Mr. Osmond, you are not a little bit rock and roll. Sorry, you're not.
Thanks, he is.
Well, no. Marie is a little country. He's not a little bit. Anyway, you picture Jimi Hendrix dying on his own vomit, and then you picture Donny Osmond. Not really in the same realm.
No.
You know, David Lee Roth getting the air sucked out of his pants before he went on stage at the Yes Festival. And then Donny Osmond. It just doesn't really work. Anyway.
This cherubic face.
The cherubic?
Cherubic.
Did you just drop cherubic?
Not cherubic.
Cherubic?
Moving on.
All right. Do we got a chat?
We do have a question. They wanted to know how much were the nachos?
Oh.
At Miller's.
They weren't bad. I think they were they're nacho price, which
they
is.
They were $10.95.
Which, right. 9 to 12 bucks are nacho price.
Yeah, it was extra with chicken.
Right. So about $13, which is what?
Good price. Oh, and also, they're going to have 2 more openings in the Vegas area. Back to Miller's. They're going to have one in Summerlin, in Boca Park, and one in Henderson.
Oh, yeah, they did say that. Okay. PBR. Walked in, they're playing Duran Duran, Planet Earth. So I'm in. Notice my new wave haircut. this will all become apparent later. Not later today, but later in the year.
Later tonight.
So it's a country bar with Pro Bull Riding theme. They played 80s music. Then they went right to rock. They played a little country. The happy hour?
Happy hour is every day,
seven days.
7 days, yeah, three to six. So they're never closed, which is good. Two for one, $8 bottles of domestic beer and $5 Jaeger bombs.
Right. $8 bottles of beer.
Two bottles.
Right.
For $8.
Okay, I was gonna say that's a lot.
Two bottles for $8.
No, but they weren't bad.
And ladies drink free on Monday from 10 to midnight if you're ever out, ladies. Wow, you get totally hammered on Monday night, yeah.
The girls that worked there were hot. So it had that kind of a vibe.
Hot.
You know, there was. Hot. In fact, they were so hot.
Hotter than my drink?
Yeah. They were hot enough to where I felt for you, and you said, you know what? We never go to bars where there's hot guys bartending.
It's what I said.
I know. I'm saying what you said.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Right.
Where does a girl go to guy watch? The gay bar? Okay.
Vegas Video Network, right here. Did I not make you a hot toddy?
Okay,
do I not have a cool new wave haircut?
You do.
Well, then what do you want? More do you want? So
more.
PBR. What else do PBR have? They have two bars. They have live bands apparently sometimes.
Well,
three bars. One's outside.
They don't have any live bands right now.
Right. One's out. Bars outside. It was just a really cool bar. It was kind of like a Toby Keith meets a Cabo Wabo. Kind of like a rock and roll kind of bar.
We saw a couple college guys sitting at one bar wearing their
helmets. Like not football, like they were like old 70s motorcycle riding helmets, so when they fell, they wouldn't hurt. that's what they were for.
We were watching them for a while, trying to figure that out.
Anything interesting you want to say before we get to the nachos?
Yes. If you want to buy those guitars you see on the strip with filled booze, you can buy those guitars with the $20. But I'm still trying to figure it out. I think it's $20 for the guitar, and then you got to pay additional to get booze in it.
Maybe. It's at the little stand out front of the restaurant, so we didn't even really visit that.
But I was always wondering, where do those come from?
I know, because you want to look cool and have one, don't you?
Yeah, I want to rock out with my guitar drink.
You want to rock out with your Spock out?
My Spock out. Oh, and we found out, too, that the PBR is the same owner as Rock House.
Which we hate.
And Al's Garage.
Which we might not hate. I don't know where that is.
And Balboa, that's in the district, Green Valley District.
Oh.
So I haven't been to any of those.
What do you know?
Except for Rock House.
Now, place was awesome. Drinks were cool. Lots of bar seats. Bar was comfortable. You know, everything's fine and dandy. But as you know, if they have nachos, we order the nachos. Now,
look at those.
That was life-changing, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, now wait.
Can you tell we're hungry?
First off, leave that up for a second, homemade barbecue potato chips. Those are not they put pulled pork on and cheese sauce and guacamole and that kind of mayonnaise-y
guacamole
and some mayonnaise-y stuff right there. That is a life-changing plate of nachos. On the scale of nachos, one being 7-Eleven, 10 being Volcano Nachos at Margaritaville, what do you give those nachos?
Well, if Margaritaville's a 10, even though I can't call it a 10 because there might be something better, so I'm calling that
right
a 9.
Right now it's a 10.
I would say this is an 8.5.
Oh, you're getting technical. So far it's a 10. So this is a 9.5?
An 8.5.
Out of 10?
Yes.
And Margaritaville's a 10?
Margaritaville's a 9.
Oh, what are you doing to this for me? Why are you doing this to me? Why? Why? I'm giving a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, well then this is a 9.
Okay, me too. That's a 9. It would have been a 10. Do you know why it's not a 10? The problem with those nachos you're looking at.
There's not enough pork on them.
No. They're cold.
Oh, ours were cold.
They're cold. Those nachos are cold. The potato chips were made ahead of time. The cheese sauce is always a cheese. It's always liquid, you know, whatever. And the pulled pork is just, you know, probably not cold, but they weren't bakey, crunchy goodness. That was the only flaw. And now we're going to go back there and I'm going to say barbecued pork. Pulled pork nachos, bake them, cook them, warm them up, do something.
Nuke them.
Then, or just put them under the salamander for 30 seconds. Something to get some heat on those. Those will be a 10, if they were. Now, on the scale of 7-Eleven to Margaritaville, what would you give Miller's nachos?
7.
Ooh, that low.
No, they were good.
You hated them, huh?
No. No, I rank things a little lower than everybody else.
You do.
I have high standards.
I know. Can you imagine how I got in this situation? I mean, that's how awesome I am. So anyway, I would give them an 8. The Miller's nachos, the only problem was they were a little, they was almost so much cheese and so much chicken that they were a little dry, like almost. Like they were just, it was so much protein.
Well, it's a good thing we had a lot of beer.
That's true. We did.
Wash it down.
PBR, that's worth driving to get the nachos. It's worth going. It's also worth going to see the butts on the girls that work there. It's also worth it for the cheap drink prices. Miller's Ale House.
Go anytime.
Just go anytime you want and walk in there. That it's on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Always a happy hour.
About 2 miles south of, we've talked about Town Square before, about 2 miles south of Mandalay Bay. It's awesome. Just tell your cab driver.
If you're driving to South Point or M, just right. Stop over.
Or just tell your cab driver, want to go to Fry's. Pick up a little USB port and go over to Miller's and have a drink.
There you go. Take a bus.
Apparently you can take the bus. I think that was kind of that for that. Okay. Now it's a little part in the show where you get to talk to us instead of us talking to you. We call it, Hey Bartender.
I feel alive.
It's really good. I mean, now I want a real drink. You got to be careful. You haven't had a drink in weeks.
I know. I'm mixing it with my medication. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, I know. I was about to faint this morning. I was playing video games.
That's hot, baby.
And I was just like, whoa. I had drank coffee too fast. And I'm sick. So.
Okay.
Let's hear from the folks.
This one is from Ted.
Ted, by the way. Ted. AccessVegas.com, Ted.
Yes.
We love us some Ted. He gave us a really good tip that we're going to share with the folks eventually. But I'm going to use the tip for myself for a while first.
Okay. You're hoarding the tip?
No.
Tip hoarder.
Okay. Yep.
Tip hoarder. Okay. It's from Ted. Putters used to be my local bar back when I lived in that area. I don't know what it is like now, but it used to suck. It was my only default bar because it was closest to my house.
He wrote that because he follows us on Twitter.
Yes, and we were actually at
Putters. We were at Putters.
Sunday.
Sunday morning, Saturday night. It was 5 in the morning on Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, Sunday morning.
like, what day was it?
Yeah, that was, we got a friend who moved into town, and he said, we took him around, and we ended
Portland Dave.
And we ended up taking him to Kelly's Pub, mm-hmm. Which is some of the best karaoke you'll ever see. But when you go there.
Oh, that was a crazy night.
We're going to do a little bit of an adventure here, because I do want to say this, because we wouldn't normally do a review of Kelly's, because so far off the
beat. I have never laughed so hard.
Dave fell off his chair. I thought he broke something.
Yeah.
Let's just say this. I'm not going to say what kind of people were there, but let's just say it was so bizarre. The people were so out there that we're drunk. We said, if a dolphin, a dog wearing sunglasses, and a chimpanzee walked in and sat down at the bar, we'd do this.
Huh.
Wouldn't even have fazed us. We'd have been like, oh, look at that.
Crazy.
The dolphin didn't have legs. He just flopped in.
That's right.
And we wouldn't even.
What's up, dolphin?
We wouldn't. Yeah, we just went, huh? Because everybody else was so out of control that would have been.
Everybody was like their own crazy cliques going on over here. We had.
Kelly's Pub is a hidden gem way over on like Pecos and Tropicana. It's not anything that I could really describe why you should go there, but if you do, you just go late and it just. Does it get crowded? It just gets nutty. It's just nutty.
Karaoke.
And it's great karaoke. Anyway.
In the midst of all that.
We're on the way back from there, and we were so out of it, we're like, pull over, we want pizza. So we pulled into Putters and got pizza. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't say whether Putters was good or not, because...
It was there when we needed it.
It sure was. It was like a good friend. Putters is like...
I think
like
we're the only people in there.
There was a cut. No, there were some.
Oh, there was like a chick playing pool in the
corner.
It was late though.
It was like 5 in the morning. We got the pizza. I guess was okay. It hit the spot. It was out fast. The Putters across the street from Kelly's, on the other hand, which we actually have been to.
Oh yeah.
That place has always been good to us.
Yeah. So Putters.
Yeah, I guess Putters is like a good
Putters
friend.
Putters ain't bad.
Right. It's like a really good friend that has BO. Like it's like you don't want to hang out with him all the time, but man, what a good guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just don't hug him.
Right. Because he'll stamp you.
Yeah.
Do that stamp.
Yeah.
You got stamped downtown once by a homeless guy.
I did.
He was like, he did the, hey guys, and like put his arm.
It was
and
summertime.
He stamped right there, like right on your shoulder.
Stink mark.
Yeah.
It was nasty, and I went to the
bathroom. You changed your shirt.
Well,
you bought a new shirt.
And that was a different time.
Oh.
But I went and I scrubbed my shoulder, and I still stunk.
Yeah.
And I was walking by people, and they were like, that's not me.
No, a homeless guy just went up and like took out his picture, like, oh, and like.
Well, he just like jumped on me too and hugged me.
All right.
Okay, moving on.
Not that there's anything wrong with homeless people.
No, or smelly homeless people.
No, there's something wrong with that. All right, continue.
I don't know. Yeah, though. Okay, next one is from Cat Lady.
Whoa.
I wore this for you, Cat Lady.
Wow.
For my. Oh.
See, it's a big tiger.
It's a big tiger. Okay. I will be in Las Vegas at the end of March. I'm trying to make the most of a semi-limited budget.
Well, that's welcome to our world, honey.
Yes. Semi-limited.
Semi-limited. That's us. We're semi-limited budget. We're not limited budget.
We're semi-limited.
Limited.
Could you please recommend a few good places on the Strip to go for a great happy hour?
Strip and happy hours don't go well together.
We just did PBR. Yes.
MGM, food-wise, has some of the best happy hours in the world. But they're all in the bowels of MGM. And I hate MGM because you can't get in and out of there. But the time happy hour starts, and it's over by the time you find the restaurant. It's terrible. But a lot of them sow's ears, or what'd you call it, sow's trap?
Sow's traps.
A lot of them sow's traps. Diablo's at Monte Carlo, killer happy hour. The pub at Monte Carlo, they no longer do the women drink free 6 to 7, but the happy hour is still awesome. That steak joint in there is awesome, too. If it's weekday, next door, Nine Fine has a killer. Nine Fine has a killer happy hour. The MGM properties seem to do happy hours.
And they're,
the Harris
they're very
properties
short,
don't.
So if you want to go, just research a little bit first.
Four to seven. You got to get in and out of there. That's why I kind of like that corner, because you can hit a couple in New York. The Times Square bar, you can hit Nine Fine, run across the parking lot, jump into Diablo's, give me 3 Tecates, and then run to the back and go, you know, and you can hit a few. But if you're at the other end of the Strip, there's not a lot of happy hours. Yeah. It's really, you're going to be on the South Strip, which is one of our favorite areas to hang out in. By the way, even Coyote Ugly, good happy hour. But the problem is, they will F you up at Coyote Ugly. You will not leave sober at all.
Done. Yeah. That's a great thing.
Well, it almost is, because it's happy hour. It's only 7 o'clock and you're already stuck to the floor. It's so good it's bad.
Well, then you go and have a buffet or eat some nachos.
Mm. There you go.
You're walking. Who cares? Okay. Wait. And the last one is from Richard B.
Okay.
I'm currently in Vegas and I make sure not to miss an episode.
Hey!
Hey-o. I was in live chat last week, but was so into the show getting ready for my trip, I forgot I was even in chat. Well, I wonder if he's in chat now. Anyway, I just got back from Margaritaville and had the nachos and a couple perfect margaritas.
Hey, man, lucky devil.
To say I was in my happy place would be putting it mildly. I owe it all to the IVs. You two rock. Keep it up.
Thanks. He wrote me on Facebook and said he's in town right now and wondering if he could see the episode on his phone or whatever. And I said, you're out of my league, man. I don't know. He's here right now. But he's in town.
Maybe he's watching us right now.
I don't know. Maybe he is.
Like the never-ending story. Right.
I tell you, you almost can't go wrong with them nachos and them perfect margaritas.
Mm-mm.
We might even need one later, but.
Maybe.
But anyway. So, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't happen in Vegas, but it happens on this show. But this is a very special edition. Very special version. Very special episode of Last Call.
No,
where
you
want me? Oh, don't come in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Goldie! All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
This is our really good friend from Simon Restaurant, Jamie Goldsmith, also known to us as Goldie. She is going to give us a tip, a rundown, if you will, of what I hear, and I haven't heard it from you yet, of some buffets in town. First one, we're going to start, Wicked Spoon at Cosmopolitan.
Because this is a place you need to go after you've had a few.
Right, you have a few drinks.
A couple of perfect margaritas. Well, you're going to head on down to a buffet.
Right. So what do you think?
Well, I thought that the Wicked Spoon was wonderful. I was kind of like, when I got there and really got into the buffet, I kind of felt all the other buffets in town weeping.
They're
not as good as the Wicked Spoon.
You're kidding. That good.
It is what every buffet should be.
What made it better than the others?
One thing that I really liked about the Cosmopolitan Buffet, the Wicked Spoon, was that everything was in small portions.
I've heard that. Like, it's they're in like carafes.
It's already portioned.
Oh.
Yeah, some of them are just little tiny dishes, like the salad bar. All of the salads were in just little small dishes. They even had really cool little sauce pots, little miniature sauce pots with soup and cream spinach and truffle scallop potatoes. They had miniature osso buco. And
oh, yum.
It was amazing.
I've never asked you this because I'm always embarrassed. What's osso buco?
Osso buco is traditionally veal shank.
Okay.
And it's...
It's like a stewed...
It's cut... It's a braised dish, and it's cut to where you can eat the marrow out of the bone.
Oh,
oh, that's one of the...
Excuse me. Speaking of bone marrow, they had the roasted bones with the marrow, which is one of my favorite things.
Get a straw and suck it up.
At the buffet.
Really?
They just had this spread of bone marrow and a leg of lamb, roasted chickens.
You're kidding.
They had a chorizo-infused mahi-mahi where the mahi was stuffed with chorizo. They had dim sum, sushi.
Holy crap.
Just, really?
What was the price?
Yeah, I was about to ask
was this
that.
Was this dinner?
Well, this was dinner. I went to dinner, and it was $29.99, so
that's
$30. And one of the things that I really like about buffets is there is no place that you can, even just to go get a salad, you can't, for lunch, I think the buffet was $19.99. Mm-hmm. You can't go on the strip and get a drink and a salad or an entree for, maybe $20. I don't know. I went somewhere for lunch the other day, and it ended up being $30. I was like, are you kidding me?
Right. Do they have a free drinks there, like
yeah,
champagne or
you
beer?
Know what? They greet the table with bottled water, which is amazing at a buffet.
Right.
And
greet the table. That's jargon. That was restaurant speak. Because I was like, that's like foretop. I know foretop.
Right.
But now I know greet the table. That's when they first walk up and give you your spoon, your forks, and your glasses and.
And you can order cocktails. The Bloody Mary has a balsamic reduction. They really put a lot of thought into this buffet. And the desserts, when I go back, I'm starting at the desserts.
Really?
Because it was amazing. And I know a few people that work at the Cosmopolitan. And when I told them that I went to the buffet, they started asking me about dessert. And I think they make a lot of it in-house. And they had these little pink marshmallows with licorice chips, and I don't even like licorice, and those were my favorite thing. They were so good, and they've got gelato and just a case full of beautiful little pastries, and it was amazing. Stuff that was airbrushed and gold flakes.
Wow. Now, just as
it was amazing.
As just kind of a little something in the foreground to give it some scale. Anywhere else you've been that was without doing a review of it, but is there anywhere close, like...
Comparable?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been to Aria yet. I want to go to Aria, and I haven't been to Wynn, but right. Bellagio.
Yeah, because that's a famous
close.
One.
But the thing about Bellagio, they don't... I'll just say what impressed me the most about Cosmopolitan was the small plates.
Okay.
They don't do that at the Bellagio.
Right, but Bellagio is heralded as being a...
I've been to Bellagio brunch.
Right.
And it was... an amazing buffet.
Okay, no, I hear it is. Okay, so you're saying this is on par, if not better, than Bellagio's buffet?
It was amazing, and it's beautiful. I mean, Cosmopolitan is so beautiful. Just on the way there, it was like walking through an art gallery.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
It's right, it's up on that floor.
And they have, at the buffet, the artwork is food-inspired. So it might be like a chocolate-covered high heel with like the chocolate dripping down off
nice.
The heel.
Very
but
cool.
It was so beautiful and so well put together.
Wow. And that you
just
being
creamy polenta, veal scallopini.
We might go right now.
I know, geez.
That was awesome.
Well, you being a working chef in Vegas, I mean, that's why we asked you. I mean, you'll know. I mean, you would know if it's good or not. So it's that good.
It was wonderful. And they have cute guys
good.
Working.
Oh, well, we're out.
David's in.
I'll be at PBR bar while you guys are doing it. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're actually going to try that.
Yeah.
So, So, ladies and gentlemen, from Simon Restaurant,
nice to be
our friend
thank
Goldie.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Oh, no, you're going that way.
Okay. Thank you. Yay. Thank you, Jamie.
Hey, well, we're a professional show. By the way, you can catch her food blog on our website on lvlocals.com. She does a. You can read all the dirty details about that and other places.
And
you can
see pictures of the food.
And she's the one that hipped us to Tacos El Gordo, which we'll have to mention someday, which is the best taco stand in the world. And if you would like to get a hold of us, talk to us, tell us what. PubCrawl@VegasVideoNetwork.com. PubCrawl@VegasVideoNetwork.com. We're getting a lot of emails, so got to hit us with that topic right away.
Yes, we love emails.
Right. iTunes. We're on iTunes. Search Las Vegas Pub Crawl. We'll be
Leave
right
us
there.
A review.
Twitter, the LV Locals. We can be obnoxious. We're at here. We're now here. We're over there.
But if you're in town and you want to find out where we're at,
that's
follow
where we're
us
at.
And
yeah.
Love to meet you.
Exactly. Thank you, chat room.
Thank you, chat room.
Friday night chat room.
This is the party crowd.
I know. Friday night chat room. And, Fed, we're going to head out. I'm feeling better. Thank you, Mr. Hot Toddy. I think we're going to hit the town now. It's only 8:45, Friday night, Las Vegas.
Tossing toddies.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, Pub Crawl urges you to drink responsible. Responsibly.
Yes, responsibly.
And remember, we may leave stuff out, but we don't make stuff up.
That's true.
Cheers till next week.